Here with me in this interview, I have Michael Wettstein with University of Georgia. And Michael, here at this transition to a bioeconomy conference, you've got some interesting topics based on some research that I think that you've done. And I know there's a lot of concern and talk right now about volatility in prices, for example, whether that's fuel or a variety of other things like commodities. Tell me a little bit about what you've done and what you've found in this area.
Well, if you noticed recently that the price of gasoline has been going up quite rapidly, one way to avoid those rapid increases in the price of gasoline is to go with fuel diversification, all right, to mix some renewable fuels with the fossil fuels. And we found that if you do this, you can greatly reduce the volatility in our vehicle fuels.
Out of that information that you have, how would you find that best being used here in the country in terms of, you know, energy policy or the way that companies should be looking at doing business?
Well, one thing we can do currently is we could go ahead and relax the gasoline taxes we have currently, which would bring down the price of our vehicle fuels. We could also reduce the tariff on the importation of Brazilian ethanol, which would also bring down the price of our vehicle fuels.
Well, and I understand there is another area that you have done some work here that you'll be presenting, and can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I'm also going to be talking a little bit about the food versus fuel security issue. And that issue, what we're looking at is to see if there's a link between the volatility in ethanol production and the volatility of corn prices. And we found that there is a link, but the volatility is not persistent. It's not very long-lasting. All right. In the long run, there is no direct relationship between ethanol prices and corn prices.
But looking at it in the short term right now, especially in light of situations with weather in the Midwest, what you're saying then is we do have some impact. And when there is that impact there, how significant is it?
Well, you know, we're certainly getting some big price spikes in agricultural commodities, you notice. And it really doesn't affect me personally. I pay a little bit more for my bacon and eggs. But it really hurts those people that are in poverty in the sub-Saharan Africa and in Mexico. All right? And so what we want to do is to try to avoid these price spikes by trying to blunt the price spikes. And we can do this by having a buffer, real buffer in agricultural commodities. We just need to start producing more food.
Well, I know that there are some Midwest corn growers who are hoping that as their ground dries up that they can help make that happen. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.